How's my mother doing?
Not so good today.
Dr. Black, Dr. Roger Black.
Why weren't you in here before?
The doctor said that...
Screw the doctor.
Mom. You should save your strength.
Jack, if I go...
Mom, you're not going to go.
If I go, I want you to make me a promise. Say I promise.
I promise.
That you'll always love me.
Of course, Mom.
And you'll never get married.
Mom, no, no, I can't promise that.
No girl can love you like I did, Jack. You'll be unhappy. Don't do it.
Mom, don't say that.
Promise me, Jack. Never.
Mom, that's a huge thing to ask.
Mom. Mom! 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 Mom, come back! I promise I won't get married!
Mrs. Lupo with the cable installer. I'm Jack Singer, and I was hired by Mrs. Lupo's paranoid husband, who turned out not to be so paranoid. I feel for the guy. I really do. I feel for all these people, men and women, the cheaters and the cheated on, sneaking around hotel lobbies looking over their shoulders. I'm sorry, but they only confirm what my crazy mother said about marriage, that it's a disaster waiting to happen. Although my job can get depressing, at least it's not dangerous, and I do hear some great stories.
My wife is having an affair with Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah. That's her. That's Millie. Well, she's a beautiful girl. When I think of the two of them...
All right, calm down. Let's just think this through. Now, my first question, obviously, you've seen them together?
What?
You've seen them together, your wife and Mr. Tyson?
You don't believe me either.
Of course I believe you. I just need a place to start.
Everybody thinks I'm nuts. The guys at the plant, everybody. They tell me she's sneaking with Freddie Ramirez at the Sunrise Motel. But I know it's the champ. She wouldn't cheat with a piece of shit like Freddy Ramirez. Beautiful girl like that.
I'm sure you're right. Don't get me wrong, okay? But hey, for openers, let's say I follow this Ramirez around. Make sure it's not him.
You're all the same.
Mr. Tomaszewski.
Nobody believes me.
Don't just take off.
I'm sure it's hard to talk about, but I'm a good listener. Mr. Tomaszewski!
Hi, Bob. It's not glamorous work. That's the bottom line. So why am I telling you all this? Because I do have an amazing story to tell about me and my girlfriend, Betsy Nolan. She teaches second grade at the Skelton School in Manhattan, and she's the love of my life. I just haven't been able to marry her.
Milton moved out Thursday. I had ordered Chinese, and he says Chinese again. Then he comes out with a suitcase, already packed.
I know David's been very quiet. I thought that something was wrong. Listen, Judy, if there's anything that I can do...
Thanks. I thought it was important that you know.
I'm so sorry. Bye, David.
Bye.
See you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Come on, sweetie.
I was in the neighborhood.
What a nice surprise.
Oh, forgot about that. Tough day, huh?
It's so awful. And besides David, they have a 2-year-old.
That's my point.
About what?
People get married, and then they do the most hideous, unbelievable things to each other.
Not all people. Come on, Jack. That's your mother talking.
I dreamt about her again last night.
Was she naked again?
Hey, I only had one dream where she was naked. And she was vacuuming.
Still, listen.
It wasn't sexual. It was about cleanliness. She's so great. When I play poker, she helps with the food, and she's funny with the guys.
Now, the ones with those pretty crowns, they're called kings.
Oh, kidding.
Make a bet.
Is she the best?
She's the best. Now shut up already. Let's play.
And sometimes, if she's off from school, she'll go out with me on a tail job.
Okay, Rolexes, $35, downtown to $45. Bada bing, bada bang. There he is.
That's him? That fat pig, and he has 4 kids?
Just a little louder. They might not have heard you.
I'm hungry. How about you?
Stop.
Wait a beat. Now.
Very hard being inconspicuous.
It's a gift. Your problem is you're much too beautiful for this kind of work. Me? I'm every man. Here we go.
Oh, God. Ugh. This is so depressing. But it doesn't mean that we wind up like this, Jack. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Jack, stop with your mother already.
I try, but I can't.
So why don't you go see a shrink?
It's too much money. And I prefer to work it out myself. As long as you wait for me.
Of course I'll wait for you.
Sometimes I'm afraid to go to sleep.
Maybe you won't dream about her.
Maybe I'll just read.
Come here, you big lug.
A year later, things with Betsy and me, well, they just started to get very shaky.
I might be coming down with something.
She was finding excuses not to come over. And when she did, things weren't the same.
I'm losing her.
Speaking of losing, you owe me 50 from the Notre Dame game.
Sally.
Yeah.
I love her.
Well, you love her. No, that's
Sally.
A little different.
Well, I went over to Georgetown.
You want Georgetown, you got to give 3.
Uptown, it's 2.5.
Oh, Cha-Cha, do me a favor. Go about Uptown, huh? Jack, love her, then marry her. It's not the end of the world. The decline, yes, but not the end.
Thanks very much.
Ask anybody.
She's different.
I repeat, ask anybody.
This isn't good, Jack.
Order something else.
I'm talking about us.
We're just going through a down phase.
No, it's bigger than that. I feel like I'm counting on something that may never happen. Jack, we have to go to the next step.
Is this like an ultimatum?
No, I'm just telling you that I won't be a girlfriend forever. There's too much that I want. I want kids and a family. Jack, I've got to know what the deal is with us.
I'm in love with you.
And I'm in love with you, but I need a commitment. Life's too short. I want to be married. Light screen.
Let's get married tomorrow. Let's just do it. Get on a plane, go to Vegas, and do it. Now.
You're serious?
I must be. My legs are paralyzed.
Oh, sweetie!
The die was cast. If I just said City Hall, the story would end here. But I didn't. And Betsy and I took our fateful trip to Vegas.
Glad Light City, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. I got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those pigs up high. Well, there's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all with it. The devil may care, and I'm just a devil with a little bit of spare. So be there, Las Vegas. Be there, Las Vegas.
The man in the limo was Tommy Corman, the gambler, and he was about to enter my life.
Yeah, home sweet home.
Look at all these Elvises here. It looks like a freaking zoo.
It's a freaking zoo.
Mr. Corman. Mr. Corman, Mr. Sandwich, Buddy Walker, welcome to Bally's. I've replaced Tony Carmelo. I didn't know if you'd heard.
Escape my attention.
I wondered if I could have a word with you.
It's all right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Tommy, we have a small problem.
Oh, yeah?
Penthouse A is not available.
Oh?
But... Oh!
Buddy, huh? I would like Penthouse A, where I've stayed for 15 years, made up for me now.
The president of Brazil is in there.
I don't care. Ming the friggin' merciless is in there. Get him out. Okay?
Will do.
Good. Now I'll shake your hand. That's great, buddy.
Some heat. It's got to be 110 easy, nah?
No, but it's dry.
That's what these schmucks say. 150, but it's dry.
Yeah.
So hot you friggin' can't see straight.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Would you like chases?
What?
Chases.
Chases?
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Gary, sir.
Well, Gary, sir, you understand that there's no more ozone layer left. That you could get arrested for freaking manslaughter letting people lay out here.
Find that funny?
No, sir. May I have your attention? Hey, remember that, right?
Thank you, sir.
On the diner in a sun bath. Yeah, who knew back then? Yeah, we know. There he is. Miami, wherever. She lay out there all day.
with them Sidney Sheldon books and that coconut oil. Doctor said they never saw skin like that, like a saddlebag.
You got a game tonight?
No, not yet.
Okay. Tommy.
She was a great girl, Donna.
Yeah. I should have got her out of the sun.
She's 12 foot. No air conditioning either.
I ain't gonna tip
her. Oh, no, can't even speak English.
I gotta get a suit like that.
Oh, there was some fight. Hey, there was some fight. He knocked on Holmes twice.
Twice? Hey, Tom, let's go say hi, no?
Go ahead, you.
Hey, Chance, how you doing? How are you? How you doing?
Good.
You look great. How you doing?
We were talking about that Holmes fight the other day.
What happened? Holmes, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Indian offices.
Yeah, they love this movie Blue Calcutta. Come here.
This is unbelievable.
You're unbelievable. I want to get you in that room, tear the bedspread off.
Yoo-hoo! Can I get a room?
This is God giving me a second chance. And there's no doubt about it.
What if they marry?
Look at her. There's no way to marry.
Selling molars, $120 a night. Is this great or what?
I liked it.
I never realized I had such a beautiful round behind. What was that, you?
That might have been me. It's 2:30 already.
Well, maybe we should get some lunch, do a little gambling, then get...
I'm very happy. I want you to know that. And I love you so, so much.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah, hi. This is Jack Singer in the Alibaba suite. Yeah, you can take the do not disturb off my phone now. Thanks.
There's a poker game for new guests, 4 to 6. That could be fun. You can get in a swim, I play, and we're off.
Where should we go?
Well, they have all these chapels around here. We'll just pick the most outrageous one.
Your hand is wet.
I'm nervous, but I'm okay. I want to do this.
Maybe we should go now.
In this heat? It's 108 degrees. Come on. No. We waited this long. We should do it right. Wait till the sun sets, get dressed up.
Jack, please. please.
It's not just another excuse. Hey, we're here to get married.
And to be together.
Absolutely.
So why do you have to play poker? Let's just hang out together.
You know, relax me. It's a fast game with some yokels. I'll probably make enough to pay for the whole trip. Listen, it's right here. $1,000 in credit, so you're like covered if you get murdered on a hand. This is just a promotional thing, basically. Relax. It's 2 hours, then we get married. End of story.
I don't know.
Really glad you could make it, Jack, right?
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
You know, with all these Elvises, excuse me, Elvis is running around, though.
Hey, I haven't seen so many sideburns since West Side Story.
That's very funny. Wait, that's New York wit, am I right?
New York wit! So, Tommy, you organized this for the hotel? The game?
Right. I'm retired from the dress business, and I basically play for fun. And the hotel asked me to help make the guests feel at home, so a two-hour card game.
Nobody gets too badly hurt.
Sure.
Come on. Let's play.
Ooh, the natives are getting ready.
So we better get going.
Telephone call for Betsy Nolan. Betsy Nolan.
Excuse me, Jack, would you like me to turn up the air conditioning?
No, thanks.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm fine. See the Rays?
Bump 20.
Can't catch a break yet. Give me a sandwich or something.
Yes, sir.
For shit. Well, boys,
the good Lord was kind enough to bless me with a full boat. Fives over Jack's.
Well, the king is out, boys.
I have $20 left. I probably should go.
No, personally, I think you're playing very well. It's some bad luck.
You're playing perfect. Just some bad luck.
Look, guys, I don't have this kind of money to lose.
What really concerns me here, Jack, is that you're going to go back to New York with like a bad feeling about Vegas. That concerns me, you know?
I really won't.
He's scared, you know, that's natural.
Hey, look, it's not a matter of being scared, okay?
What? Is it just money?
Yeah, it's just money.
Oh.
Hey, well, here. You just activated your line of credit. Here's $1,000. You lose it, it's on a hotel. You win it, you pay it back. Is that fair?
Well, this afternoon he wanted to play in this poker game that they have for new guests. Mom, I can't hear you. Oh, thanks. You know, it's like an introductory game.
How about 200? See it? See it? Well, I'm out.
See the 200 and, oh God, raise 100.
Too much for my blood.
Here, 100.
Raise, 6,000.
This is out of control.
I'm out.
See 1,000. Red, huh?
Yes, sir. Chicken.
Both. Aces over eights.
Shit!
Excellent.
Terrific. Hey, how you play that hand like forget about it, huh?
Thanks. I'm in a regular game in the city.
Really, really? Yeah. Oh, you gotta tell me that.
I'll call you right before the ceremony. Like 10:30 your time. Of course I'm excited. What do you think?
Well, bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. I got a whole lot of money.
Could you shut the fuck up?
Tony, there's absolutely no need for that type of language here.
I raise, $500.
I fold.
Well, baby, the king must fold.
I'll see the $500. I'll raise $2,000.
You must have tremendous confidence.
I have tremendous confidence.
Say goodnight, Gracie. Well, confidence ain't gonna get it, kid. I see the $2,500 and raise you $3,000. I think you got nothing.
Well, that's your constitutional right.
Okay, that's the kind of a game we're gonna play.
Five to me.
And I raise $8,000.
Tommy, I thought we were playing for fun.
This is fun.
Wise men say only fools rush in.
Eddie, please.
We may have to institute a ban on singing here.
I'll see the $8,000. I'll raise you $10,000.
Hmm?
Can I borrow $21,000, please?
$21,000?
You know, you can buy a freaking Volvo for $21,000. Turbo.
I know what I'm doing.
You got some guts, kid.
It's not guts. It's realism.
There's $83,000 in there.
Jackson, what's a good word?
See it? I'll raise you $10,000. $25,000 more, please.
This kid's got some set of balls tomorrow night.
My hat's off to you, kid.
My shirt, too, probably, the way you play it.
To you.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Well, might as well go down in flames.
What do you got?
Sorry, man. Straight flush to the jack.
One for the books. To the queen.
Queen.
That's a tough break.
Would you like a fruit plate?
I'm not assessing any blame here. But the reality is that you're in a tremendous amount of trouble.
If I go to a loan shark...
Loan shark? What loan shark's going to give you $65,000? If you haven't got it, there's no way you can pay it back. If you can, give it to me.
I can't.
Non-payment of debts. That's extremely serious everywhere. I mean, among people. Among countries, governments, they don't give a shit, am I right? They stiff everybody. But individuals, they are expected to pay. especially gambling bets. That's the essence of gambling. You risk something. You put in the money you haven't got, you can't get. That's the lowest. People can get badly injured. Jack, I'm talking physically.
Maybe we could work out something over a period of a couple years.
Hey, what do you think? You're buying a damn washer and dryer? You owe Tommy Coleman $65,000. You understand?
Look, I'll rack my brain.
It's all right. I ought to rack mine.
Do you have a solution?
I don't. I want your girlfriend for the weekend.
Betsy?
Mm.
How do you know Betsy?
No, I don't. I don't know Betsy. I don't know. I saw her over there in the lobby. See, my wife, Donna. May she rest in peace. They look identical. I mean, they could be twins. Now, I'm willing to, you know, wipe out the 65 builds. You let me spend the weekend with them.
We're getting married tonight.
No, not tonight. After the weekend. And Jack, look, I'll be a perfect gentleman. I just want a company.
She won't agree to this.
If she loves you, she'll agree to this.
I have your attention, please.
Hi!
Valiant Casino Resort is pleased to announce another $12,000 winner on one of Valley's hot 97% dollar slot machines. Congratulations to the winner.
What happened?
We have to have a serious talk.
Are you out of your mind?
I said you wouldn't do it.
Is that what you really said?
Of course. What do you think?
And he actually said, if she spends the weekend with me, you owe me nothing.
Yes.
I am so nauseous.
You don't think this is totally killing me?
You know, I just had this feeling, Jack, when you left, and I started to talk myself out of it. Something about this.
Okay, listen.
Not right.
Just forget I even mentioned it. There's options.
Like what? Neither of us has any money. God, Jack! I mean, what do you say? He wants me to walk around in her clothes?
That's a waste
of money. It wasn't that specific.
How could you put me in this position?
What do you think? I knew it was coming. I wanted this to happen. I was completely blindsided.
Jack, I still don't understand this. You went in there with $500, right? We had this whole discussion.
I had a straight flush.
Hey, how you doing?
Do you know what a straight flush is? It's like unbeatable.
Like unbeatable is not unbeatable.
Hey, I know that now. Okay.
Don't yell at me. I hate this place.
I won't sleep with him no matter who he is.
Are you crazy? Of course not. That's not even a consideration.
No?
No.
What if he holds a gun to my head?
Betsy, he's a gambler. He's not a gangster. He was a garment center guy originally.
Oh, he was a garment center guy. Well, that's a relief.
I'm not saying it's great.
Look at all these families here. Happy families. I'm a whore, Jack. You've made me into a whore.
Honey, you don't think this is destroying me? I don't know what to do.
You brought me to Las Vegas and you turned me into a whore, Jack.
Let's just forget about this, all right? This is insanity, and somehow I'll get the money.
From whom? My parents don't have it.
One weekend, he said.
Yes.
I can't.
I don't want you to. This is nuts.
La donna è moglie, qual più mal vento, muta.
Momento. It's 8 to 5. You're going to need root canal.
Oh.
That'll help, associates. Jack, how are you?
Look, I'm in the midst of an emotional disaster here. Sally, don't start. Just listen. What are my chances of getting 65 grand by 8 o'clock Vegas time?
Bad week here, Jack. I got killed on the Indiana game. That was a 12-point spread. Who do you owe? No shit. Hey, Sid. Jack Singer owes Tommy Corman 65 grand.
He's heard of him.
Oh, great. I'd hate to be shacked up with a small timer.
You're not shacked up. Will you stop making it worse than it is?
I can't make it worse than it is.
Don't screw around with him, Jack. Has he got an alternative? Good. Then take it. And don't ask no questions. Poor bastard.
You guys just, we're fine. I'll be up in the room.
Okay.
Or hanging around the casino.
Sounds great.
So, I'll see you in like, what, two and a half hours?
Hey, cops, this is quite a get acquainted meeting.
Okay. All right.
Like a river flow, surely to the sea. Darling, so it goes. Some ways was meant to be. Take my hand.
Here's what I think. The game was fixed.
The game was clean. He lost.
With a straight flush?
Yeah, these things happen.
Do you know what the odds are? They're like 3 billion to 1 against. I looked it up.
You looked it up? You know what I used to call Donna? Perry Mason. Whatever I said, she had an answer.
And you resented that?
Oh, no. It was like a game. If I said, I want to buy a Lincoln, she goes, no, buy a Cadillac, because consumers say that the repair ratio, never ends.
You read a lot of it, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher? I had no idea. A teacher.
Ready?
Absolutely.
Place your bet.
It's extremely important that I win.
I'll see what I can do for you. Cigarette?
Yeah, absolutely.
Take my hand. Take my whole life too.
Yeah, so by 85, it spread all over the place. See, that's the thing about these melanomas. Just a little piece of skin, you lift it off like nothing. The next thing you know, you're taking CAT scans and spreads to the lung and the liver.
I'm sorry. She's pretty young.
38. What are you going to do?
Do you have kids?
Oh, yeah. Two. Boy and a girl. Chris and Allie. They were teenagers then. Chris, he's married now. Just out of law school. He's practicing in Boston. And Allie, she's at Bennington. Fighting off a poetry professor. She's a knockout. Chris, you'll meet him this weekend.
Is he coming here?
No. He'll join us in Hawaii.
20. No, 20 doesn't feel good. 19 feels good.
No more bad.
The deal was for the weekend. Didn't have to be Vegas, could be anywhere.
That wasn't my understanding.
I got a place in Kauai. It's right on the beach. You can knock your socks off. Chris will be there, his wife, baby. Be a real family time.
Twenty, black evil. Place your bets.
Hi, old timer. Are you feeling lucky?
Actually, I'm not. Betsy.
Hi.
Hi. So, what's the story?
I have to pack.
We can leave. Why did you work out?
He's taking me to Hawaii. Only for a few days.
Come on. You're so, like, blithe about this all of a sudden. Like, you don't give a damn.
Of course I give a damn, but this was not my idea, okay, Jack? Poker was not my idea.
Would you please stop crucifying me with this?
See my bag?
He's gonna jump all over you the second he gets there.
Oh, no, let him, please, Jack. Give me a little credit.
He'll overcome you. I mean, what happens if you start screaming? It's like a jungle over there! He probably has servants and bodyguards, and believe me, they will drag you!
His son is going to be there, Jack. His granddaughter, Tiffany, will be there.
She knows the kid's name already. Okay. Marry me tonight.
No!
No, why not?
Because I don't believe you. I mean, Jack, if you really wanted to marry me, you would have done it this afternoon. Yes, this is the Alibaba suite. I have some bags that have to be brought down. Yes, thank you. You were looking for a way to get out of this. I mean, you don't have to be Freud to figure that one out.
I was not looking! Listen. You'll be back Monday.
I don't know. Probably Tuesday or Wednesday.
Tuesday or Wednesday? That's almost a week!
Would you expect us to fly back and forth to Hawaii in 2 days?
Us? Already it's us.
Oh, don't be infantile. I'm trying to make the best of this.
Well, you're doing great!
So what's wrong with me? I'm so like a man, I'm a tree.
Hey, Mr. Straightfoot,
we have
receipts. Where's Tommy?
He just left for Hawaii.
What are you talking about, just left?
Oh, my. Just said the car is ready.
What, he left already? I can't seem to stand on my own feet. I'm ready to find a way to have some stuff come in love.
I'm all shook up. I don't know about this.
See, you gotta think about it like this. You're doing this to get Jack off the hook. And you going away makes him realize how nuts he is about you. And he appreciates you double when you come back. He agreed to this, so he's got to be, what?
Ambivalent?
You're right.
Much of the guesswork is removed from poker with any of the following hands. The full house, four of a kind, or the emperor of all hands, the invincible, unbeatable, straight flush.
Well, since my baby left me, found a new place to dwell. Down at the end of Lonely Street, hoping for two. I get so long.
I have to get out of here.
I could die.
Night and you and blue Hawaii.
Tonight is heavenly, and you are heaven to me. Lovely you and blue Hawaii, with all this lovely.
This is amazing.
Ah, thank you. I like it. It's a place for quiet reflection. Nico, behe ke ano ke a maula.
Olu loa.
See, I said to him, how's the weather in Hawaii? And then he said, great. It's in the 80s, low humidity.
He doesn't speak English?
Fluently, thank you. Welcome to Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Carmen is like a god over here.
Hey, Nico, please, you're really embarrassing me.
I don't believe this.
This will be your room.
God, this is breathtaking.
I rebuilt it about a year ago. E vai home ki akahale. My home by the sea.
You can probably knock off the Hawaiian now.
I've impressed you enough.
Oh, more than enough. God, I've been to the Caribbean.
The Caribbean? You know who goes to the Caribbean? That's you know who goes to the Caribbean.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. You know, we have a name for this time of day here.
Waka Waka?
It's close. Manawa, Oho. Okalakapua, time of enchantment.
What did I tell you?
You got this in the mail?
Under my door at home.
Mr. Tomaszewski, it's a joke. I mean, it's not even close.
Oh, of course you'd say that. You thought I was nuts when I come in here originally. Now I got hard evidence.
Here, look for yourself. Believe me, I have no axe to grind here. I think some of your pals at work are having a little fun with you.
You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like to have a woman you love off with someone and you can't do a goddamn thing about it. Some smooth talker with his greasy hands all over her. Coming up behind, grabbing her. Her laughing and laughing. Her head thrown back. Him. Leaning against her, this creepy smile on his face, a smile she can't even see. Soon, he starts moving his hands around her, grabbing her, touching her, fondling her, groping.
Shut up! Are you trying to give me a heart attack?
When we kiss, my heart's on fire, burning with a strange desire. And I know each time we kiss you, that your heart's on the fire too. So, my darling, please surrender. All the stars will tell the story. All the love and all its glory. Let us take this night of magic and make it a night of love. Won't you please surrender to me? Your lips, your arms, your body. Be mine forever.
Yeah, hi, operator. Look, I need a listing for a Tommy Corman or a T. Corman in Kauai. Where in Kauai? I have no idea. What, there's sections of Kauai? Well, no, not off the top of my head. What about near where Don Ho or Jack Lord lives? That must be a pretty good neighborhood. Yeah. Okay, I see. Well, thank you.
It's not just because you look like Donna.
Oh, it has to be.
No. It was. I mean, it was. But it's not anymore. I mean, for one thing, you're outsmarting she was. God, forgive me for saying that. Look, I've got to say something else, too. You're pissing your life away on a guy that can't pull the trigger on marrying you. I've got to say that.
We were going to get married.
Well, if it was me, I'd have gone right from the airport through the chapel to marry you. What did he
you
do?
You have to
what
understand, Jack.
This man, he decided to play poker. That's what this man did.
He had a very strange mother.
He's a great guy, I'm sure. I'm just saying, think about it before you marry him. That's all I'm saying.
Dad! Dad!
Had a kiss.
Dad, how far is Mount Kilauea from here?
It's on the other, island there. Why?
Well, we heard it's erupting.
We gotta go. Listen. Did I upset you? Because if I did, I...
No. I mean, you touched a nerve. Look, it's just... Jack is very complicated.
Yeah. See, I've known guys like him my whole life. I mean, decent, good guys, real good guys, but they cause a lot of heartache. I don't think you deserve that. I think you deserve a lot better.
Winds out of the northwest at 7 miles per hour. It's currently cloudy with a chance of shower.
Very fast.
Take a look, everybody. The Oleg Cassini men.
Mother Nature put on a show yesterday as Hawaii's Mount Kilauea erupted. We have a report from Connie Wong.
Mount Kilauea, dormant for the past 8 years, erupted last night with spectacular force. Rivers of fire streamed down from the volcano beginning around midnight, and word spread quickly throughout the islands. Natives and tourists alike thronged to the base of Mount Kilauea to watch nature's fury unleashed with awe-inspiring force. Government officials stressed that no one was in immediate danger from the blazing eruption.
If I take the 7 p.m., I get to Milwaukee when?
8:35,
and that's Central Time?
Yes, sir.
Now, would it be any cheaper if I stop in Nashville?
Same price, sir.
I hold an advantage card.
That won't make any difference in the price, sir. There seems to be a very long line.
Tell me again about the deal on Super Saver.
Well, there are several restrictions.
What's this guy doing around the world in 80 days?
Lighten up.
You lighten up.
You can only fly on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, and it's
Look, I've got a major problem, okay? My fiancé was kidnapped and taken to Hawaii. I've got to get there now.
Well, I'm trying to make arrangements to get to Milwaukee for my nephew Douglas's wedding on the 21st.
You're not even flying today?
No. Consumer Reports said that if you make your travel arrangements 2 weeks in advance at the airport...
See this line? We're all flying today.
Please, sir, if you don't get back on...
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail. Just get your ticket and move on, okay? Get your goddamn ticket and move on.
The whole point of the game was me, getting me here.
All right. Why keep it a secret any longer? My heart's on my sleeve. From the minute I saw you in that lobby, I knew.
So you sort of lied to me.
How's that?
Well, I understood that this was like a settlement of the game, when in fact it was the whole reason for the game.
So, aren't you flattered?
You told me the game was legitimate.
The game was legitimate. It was legitimate. But, I mean, I play cards professionally, and no amateur's going to beat me. That's what I had to do to get you. Listen, if I was a medieval knight, I'd have jostled for you.
Jousted.
Jousted. Whatever the hell they did. Look, if that is your preoccupation, you know, I mean, if you want to leave,
tomorrow instead of Wednesday. Believe me, I understand. I'll call and make reservations.
No.
No. Oh, no call.
No. No, I'm having a wonderful time, really. It's just, you know, this is... It's just a little overwhelming, you know, to be pursued like this.
Well, no one ever... ever was as crazy about you as I am. I mean, it's up there with Romeo and Juliet, George and Gracie, all the big ones. I take care of you forever. I throw myself in front of a train for you. Just stop me at any time. Was that wrong? I mean, didn't feel wrong to me.
I don't know.
Okay.
How are you doing?
She's got a great spitball.
She's a natural athlete. Tremendous natural athlete.
Yeah. Did you want to hold her?
Yes.
They hold you?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, that's great how she goes to you like that. I can't believe it. She doesn't go to people like that. Give me.
What story?
Bad news. He's on a morning flight in.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm not surprised. But look, all right, we've got to keep him away from here for at least a day.
How about a nice hit and run?
No violence. Unless it's absolutely necessary, right? Just stall him. Get the chief. Get my... Just take care of it. Look, I'm getting very close with the... You know, and if he shows up over here, it's over. Are you goddamn eating again?
No, I swear, I'm not eating.
He checked out Sunday?
At 807. Can I help you with any future reservations?
No, no, thank you.
Thank you for calling Valley.
Come on.
Hi, this is Jack Singer. Sorry I can't take your call right now. But if you'd leave your name and number, I'll get right back to you.
Shit.
Hey, Mike, will you pay some attention? Guy Jack Singer, 6'1", about 180. He's coming out of that terminal. Keep him away from Thomas, all right? I don't care where you take him, just keep him away from Thomas.
Shoot.
Sure. All right, Mike.
Hey, brother. You like ride?
Yeah, I need a ride, but I don't know where yet.
I take your bag.
Thanks.
My name is Mahi.
Like the fish?
Yeah. My father was a fisherman.
My father left home when I was 5. That's why I'm named Jack. But then Jack tell your mother I'm just going out to get the paper. I gotta make a couple calls.
Hey, Jack. Where you let go? Just tell me. I take you anywhere.
You have any idea where a guy named Tommy Corman lives?
Sure, everybody know that.
Wait, you're kidding.
No, it's a small island.
This is great. Thought I was gonna have to go through a whole number.
Come, cab's over here.
All right.
Welcome to Kauai. You like this, Jack? Beautiful, eh? So romantic. Boy, the women, when they come here, oh, they get crazy. They like freaky all night long.
Yeah, that's really great news. Are we almost there?
Yeah. Right up here, about a mile and a half.
Thank you.
can't be it. Tommy Corman lives here?
Corman? I thought you said Orman. You know, Chief Orman.
I didn't say Chief Orman. I said Tommy Corman, loud and clear. Come on. I fly for two goddamn days. I haven't slept. I can barely walk.
Mahaleo Wakalea.
Mahaleo Wakalea. Mahaleo Wakalea, yeah.
That goes double for me, Chief. Look, there was a little mix-up here.
Kwaleo Hukilani. Kabluna. Kabluna.
Kabluna.
Kabluna.
Listen, Mahi, I don't have time for this horseshit.
Hey, Jack, no make insult for the chief, okay? This man get plenty influence in this place, you know.
Influence? He lives in a shack!
He's a man of great simplicity. Come on, you spend 10 minutes with a guy, okay? If you don't do that, oh, the word gonna get around Kauai so fast, next thing you know, ain't nobody gonna help you, brother. Parakeet Brandy.
Are you serious?
Ukilani.
Ukilani.
Oh. Well, Loki.
You are from mainland.
That's right.
Do you find Chief Orman attractive?
You're a striking-looking figure. If by attractive...
Hey, Chief. He's looking for a man named Tommy Corman.
If you know where he is...
Have you seen the musical Grand Hotel?
I mean, I don't go to the theater that often.
Do you know if it will come to Kauai?
I don't really, but I'll ask around when I get back. Now, could you tell me, did you hear me before about Tommy Corman?
Chief Orman's favorite is, of course, South Pacific.
Well, everybody loves that one, Chief.
Oh, everybody.
Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do.
Hey, Mr. Corman, welcome back to the Kauai Club.
Thanks.
Great to see you again.
Thanks.
How are you?
Real good. Good. Doing real good. This is Betsy. This is my
friend. Hi. Pleasure to meet you.
Oh, Betsy. All right. See you.
Bye-bye. Strike for resemblance to first, Mrs. Corman.
Bali High will call you on the wind of the sea in your heart.
Where's the bathroom?
You hear it call you.
Get out of here. Oh, it's getting senile. We used to do only one number.
Get me to a phone.
Now?
Right now. You have a problem with that?
No. Just on this side, there's so many beautiful things to see, you know?
Really?
Yeah, we got the 5 reflecting pools of Ma'ona.
The 5 pools are here?
Yeah.
Jesus!
Come, we go.
What are we waiting for, man? The 5 pools. Oh, shit.
What?
No, my keys must have fallen out when I was in the bathroom. Listen, could you do me a monster favor?
No worry, nothing. I get them.
You're the best. Everybody here is so friendly.
Don't say anything.
This wasn't Donna's.
What? God, no. This is Betsy's.
So beautiful. Really, I mean, I've never gotten anything remotely like this. I can't accept it.
I want to marry you. I mean, like tomorrow.
I can't just marry you.
Why not? Because we just met?
Well, yes.
Look, just listen to me. You know, life is so, very short. We all think too much. We don't act on our, impulses.
Corman's address is near Kapa'a'a. Is it Kapa'a'a or Kapa'a'a'a? Is it two A's or is it A-A-A or A-A? Two A's. Okay, thank you. No, I'm in Waimea.
Listen, I have to get back to my real life. This is just way too much for me to handle.
Betsy, I love you.
Tommy.
I want you in my life. I want to be married.
I can't marry you like this.
Like what?
Like this, like just jumping into it. It just doesn't make any sense. And there's Jack, too, you know? I can't just turn around and marry someone else. I mean, there's stuff to work out with him. There's feelings there. What?
The man put you up in a card game.
No, not really. I mean, you made an arrangement.
I wouldn't care if she put you up.
What are you talking about?
Now, Mr. Corman and Miss Nolan are where exactly?
The Kauai Club? It's about 20 miles down this road here.
Thanks very much.
Are you a friend of Dad's or Betsy's?
Both, actually.
They're really great together. So good to see Chris's dad in love.
Yeah. Well, that's just so wonderful to hear.
Okay.
I thought that it was your idea. You told me that you arranged a game. You saw me in the lobby.
Yes, honey. Listen. I told you that to protect you.
Because I love you so very much. Honey, and the truth was so horrible. It embarrassed me. He put you up like a ring, like a watch. That's how cold it was.
I can't believe it. Maybe he was frantic.
Listen, people get frightened. They do crazy things. He was, you know, so terrified of marrying you.
Come on, that's unfair. He didn't have $65,000.
Say, what's it?
That's what he owed you.
He owed me $3,000.
What?
Honey, look.
The man's a head case. He's a head case. But we all make mistakes. Life goes on.
He did this for $3,000?
Honey, why? Don't, please, darling. Don't torture yourself like this. Let's just fly to Vegas, get married, and go on with our lives.
Huh? I need to be alone for a while.
Keep it close by.
Stay here, I'm fine. Well, you stay the hell away from me. You give me the $65.
I've got it. I brought it with me.
No, it's bullshit.
You never wanted the money. You wanted her.
Get out of there, Betsy! Help, Betsy! Get out of there, Betsy! Get out of there, Betsy!
Come on, no, look, you're making a big mistake. Oh, let's just listen. My girl's out there, my wife.
You okay?
That was the weirdest thing.
What?
It was like Wuthering Heights. I thought I heard my name being called in the wind. It sounded like Jack. Can you believe that?
Yeah. I used to think that Cardona called, almost shouting.
Very spooky.
It's the shape of rocks or something. It echoes.
So strange.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I'm going to want children very soon.
You just tell me when, sweetheart. Having children with you would be heaven.
Then let's do it. I want to.
Are you sure this is not a reaction to what I told you?
No, no. I want to get on with my life, Tommy. I want to get married.
To me?
Yes.
I'm shaking like a leaf.
Vito's in the chair. He can't believe it.
Listen, the bail is $5,000.
Okay, let me work on it. But Jack, listen to me. Make sure you ask approval to leave the state. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck there even if you make bail.
Okay, but Sally, as fast as you can, please. Just seeing her there, staring at the ocean. I know that look, man. She's doing some serious thinking.
Well, ready?
This is really such a great spot.
Well, we'll be back real soon.
Thanks.
I want to say one thing, ma'am. Anybody who would put you up for $3,000.
Hey, Nico, what's the matter with you?
Sorry.
That's all right. Really.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Perfect.
Don't tell me you still want the cab fare.
Nah, I dropped the charges. I feel sorry for you, man.
I don't want your pity. Just take me to Corman's house. Corman.
No do you any good. Him, your girlfriend, both went back Vegas. Gonna get married.
Married?
Hey, Jack.
Good luck, brother.
Thanks.
Hey, always remember, a ho'opuka ina alelo maika'i vale no maika o baha'aku. It means always have the good words come out of your mouth, brother.
That just doesn't help me at all, but I appreciate the thought.
Aloha, brother!
Hello.
I gotta get on the next flight out of here.
The next flight out of here goes nonstop to Auckland, New Zealand.
New Zealand? No, I gotta get to the States.
We are a state.
The mainland, okay? I gotta get to Vegas.
Well, the Los Angeles flight left Honolulu 20 minutes ago.
Shit! When's the next flight out of here?
Tonight at 8:30.
Ma'am, I'll be sucking on an exhaust pipe by then. Just get me anywhere where I can get a connecting flight to Las Vegas. You fool me with your kisses. You cheated.
You know, you shouldn't live where Donna lived. I don't think that's fair. So I was thinking, we buy a place in Westchester or Connecticut.
I can't think about that yet.
Well, that's okay. I'll think about it. Use it back and relax. Okay, sweetheart.
Congratulations to the two of you. Penthouse A is ready.
Ah, that's great, bud. I appreciate it.
Mr. Corman's getting married.
I don't take too long with the makeup.
I like you all natural.
Don't worry.
You don't need any anyway.
He left Kauai, but he couldn't get an LA flight. So where is he?
San Jose.
San Jose. San Jose. Who do we know at the airport, San Jose?
Frankie Cargo.
Come on, phone. Come on. Come on.
This flight is history?
Well, yes. Apparently there's some bad weather in El Paso. Hail, size of golf balls.
I don't care about El Paso. How do I get to Vegas?
Well, let's see. There's a 9 p.m. flight into Los Angeles. It arrives at 10:15, and then you can just take a 12:35 flight into Vegas.
And that's it?
Until tomorrow morning, yes.
Oh, man.
Attention Pakistani, Indian, and Malaysian Elvises. Your bus to the Grand Canyon is leaving in 8 minutes.
When the beeper goes off. Thanks.
Hi, Jack, it's me. I'm here. I'm back in Vegas with Tommy. I tried you when I was in Hawaii, but you were never there, so... Look, Jack, here's the thing. I don't know why you lied to me about the game, all right? I don't know, but I suppose I can guess. The worst part about this is I don't know where you are. I don't know. I can't speak to you direct.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your convenience, we have immediate seating available.
I'll go crack open the champagne.
Are you always going to keep me waiting?
That's a joke.
You can keep me waiting anytime.
Vegas! Anybody going to Vegas? Las Vegas, anybody? Anybody, Vegas! Hey! Are you guys going to Vegas by any chance?
Yeah, we sure are. You need a lift?
Oh, desperately.
You've done this before, son?
Yeah, sure. I love these little planes. They're great.
Oh, come on. Hop aboard. You'll have a good time. We got a new one, boys. Come on in there. Let's go.
Could we talk?
Sure, we can talk.
No, back inside. Please.
May I have you? Grace, Valley's latest nighting edition, please to announce their new dinner special.
What's my cape size?
Uh-huh.
40 regular.
What's with the parachutes?
Welcome to the back. Well, you're going to find out soon as you step foot on, I guarantee you.
It's such a short flight, it seems like you're being a little overcautious. I mean, I don't know. It's just hot, but...
Son, we're skydiving.
You're skydiving?
We're the Flying Elvises, Utah chapter. Roy Bacon, director, at your service.
Listen, if you could just drop me.
Oh, yeah, we'll sure drop it.
This is a panic attack.
Why does it have to be so soon?
Well, honey, I told you, there comes a time when...
I'm not ready.
Nah. You just think you're not ready.
No, I'm not ready. I say we wait a few weeks, you know, a month. We get to know each other better.
Okay, look, I'll give you $500,000 to marry me today, cash. And if things don't work out, I mean, you know, we split up, you keep the money.
You're joking.
How about money? I never joke.
Screw you.
Please, don't ever turn your back on me, ever.
Weekend is over. Don't grab me like that.
You are being rude to me. In the lobby of the Valley Hotel, you are being rude.
Get out of my sight.
Hey. A million. Now, be a realist. This is a no-lose deal for you.
I get $1 million.
Yeah, that's correct.
You're unbelievable.
It would be very irresponsible of you to turn this down.
Tommy.
Hey. Your aunt, Sam, is yes.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, come on, I'll go with you.
I need to be alone for a couple of minutes.
Okay, you got 5 minutes, and then we get married.
Listen.
You said, yes, I will marry you. That's a promise. When people make promises to Tommy Corman, they keep them. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Hmm?
Yes.
You got 5 minutes.
She's coming up here? I thought you left already.
No, no. Just stay close to her, all right?
Where is he?
Got this whole wide world foolproof except in Coupe de Villes and hookers.
Let me get this straight. I pull this?
No, boy. You pull the yellow one first, that being your main chute. Then if that chute don't open, what you do then is you reach over here and pull the red one. That there being your auxiliary chute.
Yellow then red. Yellow then red.
You got it.
Okay, now, if by any chance I get, like, flustered, you know, when I'm hurtling through space, and I pull the red one first.
Oh, then you're going to wind up looking like a well-done chili burger. They're going to have to shovel you into a coffin. You can do it, son. You can do it.
All right, fellas. It's just about showtime.
Yellow then red.
Came up.
Go find them.
Where? I don't know.
Try outside.
6 minutes until the flying Elvises make their historic jump.
Elvises, red,
red.
She's somewhere in the basement.
So tell me, what are you doing in the lobby?
I'm keeping you informed.
Go get her. Moron.
Ladies and gentlemen, the flying Elvises have entered Las Vegas airspace and will jump in 1 minute. 1 minute.
Your fires!
think you can't.
Elvises, hit 'em up and move around. You know, you pull the red one, then the yellow one.
No, he said yellow, then red.
No, he was just kidding.
Kyle,
come around, son.
Good luck.
No,
wait a minute.
I was just kidding.
You were, or I was.
He was.
Our brave Elvises of the sky are wearing specially designed electric jumpsuits made to the king's own specifications. Valued at over $10,000. Here they come. They're crossing the dunes, and they're headed home to Valley. Rory Bacon has opened a chute. Only one to go.
I'm not gonna die.
Don't look down.
Here comes our first Elvis singer, Tommy Joe Smithers of Provo, Utah. Our second Elvis from Elko, Nevada, Walter Pietlinger.
God, don't let me land on anything sharp. Left toggle left, right toggle right.
The wind currents are picking up.
Whoa!
Watch it up there, brave Elvises of the sky.
Steady, boy. Here we go. That's good.
Okay. Here they come. From Tucson, Billy Traeger. From Salt Lake City, Lyle Davis and Vern Poole. And our newest flying Elvis from New York City, making his maiden jump, Jack Singer. Let's give a real Las Vegas welcome for our heroic young man, Jack Singer. Welcome to Earth, brave Elvises.
Said you were going to marry me today. Did you get a job here?
I couldn't find you. I didn't know how to reach you.
I was flying day and night. I was going everywhere. Hawaii, jail. I saw you on the beach. I was screaming your name.
He said that was the wind. I was so stupid.
I can't find her.
It's over. Son of a bitch jumped out of the plane.
What?
You said you only lost 3,000.
What?
And I believed him, and then I realized. I said, "What am I next? I can't marry him." And then you jumped out of a plane for me. You could have died.
I didn't want to live if I couldn't have you, baby.
I'll take a hike.
Now?
No, next Thursday.
Yeah, now.
Go set up your game.
I'll just forget about it.
Go. All right, I'll wait.
I dreamt about my mother again last night.
Was she vacuuming naked?
No. She opened her eyes and I said, Mom, I'm gonna marry that girl. And she smiled.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, she was naked.
Jack and Betsy, you have declared your desire to unite yourselves with each other in marriage. Is this correct?
Yes.
Yes. True matrimony.
It's now or never. Kiss me, my darling.
Come on.
Tomorrow. It's not a name. My love won't wait.
I'm all shook up.